Morning, great to be here.
Now, the ABC iView, they have delayed putting a login requirement, but it is going to happen, I believe.
That's right. It feels like it was a year ago they announced they were going to make you log in if you wanted to watch anything on iView. They said it would happen in July last year. At the time, I'll be honest, I'm pretty sure I said it won't happen because too many people will complain. People are a bit rusted on with the way their ABC works. And they did. People did complain. A grand total of 540 people complained, which is absolutely nothing in the grander scheme of things. But to the ABC, that's panic station. So basically, they've spent a long time now reviewing their processes and their data retention laws and all these things about privacy. And they've announced, well, they haven't really announced that it's going to happen, but they've put out a statement which clearly says, look, we've reviewed it. We know what we're doing. We're going to do it safely. We've looked at what everyone in the world is doing, and 80% of public broadcasters now have this. SBS in Australia have it. Frankly, every single method of online video consumption, apart from YouTube, has a login. And the reason this is a great move from the ABC is, if you use ABC iView, it's full of great content, so much content, movies, TV shows, news, kids stuff. And if you start watching a few things, it will learn what you like and it will suggest things that you may not have known are there. And if you think about the public money that goes into that content, well, you want it surfaced to the top. You want someone who watches a lot of, you know, crime documentaries to see all of them that exist in the ABC iView library. You want, you know, families who only use it for kids' content, they don't want news content on the homepage. So I think this is a good move. It will happen. And if you are reluctant to do this, just do it. Do it today. Get a login and you'll be fine. It's really okay.
The other big phone is Samsung. People love their Samsungs and they keep bringing out great phones, except for that one that blew up. But don't mention the war. But they've got some new models with some great features.
Well, that's right. And it's interesting that you mentioned the Samsung Galaxy Note 7. And I remember that very well because it was a big year. And that was an unbelievable device. Honestly, it was a great phone, apart from that one issue that it had. But the Note range is actually very, very popular with a very core group of users. And these are users who like a big screen. And they also like a pen. They like to jot notes or draw on the screen. And that pen's built into the bottom of the Note. And the Note has continued for many years up until about 18 months ago, they just stopped announcing new Note phones. And the new Galaxy S22 range, which is their flagship phone, now has a version called the S22 Ultra, which has those Note features in it. So it's got the pen built in. It's got the large edge screen. It's an amazing device, very impressive, great camera, amazing zoom. But across the Galaxy S22 range, which goes on sale in early March, but you can pre-order now, great camera. And that's the number one feature of these things, a great, great camera. But I tell you what I took out of the announcement was, it's never been a better time to buy a phone. The telcos are offering phenomenal deals. Optus is offering a free watch. Telstra is offering a free tablet. Vodafone's offering amazing discounts if you trade in a phone. And that's the thing. People don't realize you can trade in your old phone. And for example, Vodafone will give you maybe up to $700 on last year's phone, plus $600 extra. So really good time to be looking at getting a new smartphone, especially if you're a Samsung user.
You mentioned watches in there too, smartwatches. My partner's got a smartwatch, and I mean, it's fantastic. It does everything, you know, but it just looks very bland. It looks like one of those old plastic ones you first got, the digital ones when you were a kid. And I like a bit of bling on the wrist, you know. So, but
I'm with you, mate. Yeah. And for that reason, I've always been an analog watch wearer. I've had Casio G-Shocks, I've got a couple of Tags that I love, and the reason the best smartwatch I've ever owned is actually not an Apple Watch is because I do like the look of a traditional watch. So the Tag Connected is going into its third or fourth generation. There's a new one coming out next month. Now, these are $2,000 watches, $3,000 if you buy the biggest and the steel band and all this kind of stuff. But I'll be honest, I paid $2,900 for my Tag Connected watch, and I love it. I think it's the best watch because it looks great. It has all the features of a smartwatch, so I can tap and go at the shops with my cards built in. It's got all the fitness stuff, golf, all that stuff built in. But it looks like a really nice watch. And while a couple of $1,000 sounds like a lot to spend on a watch, it's actually not in the watch space. And even in the smartwatch space, you can easily spend a couple of grand on an Apple Watch if you buy the right size and the right material. So new Tag Connected coming out next month. All the details, photos and whatnot are up at EFTM.com.
Better start saving my pennies. Yes.
Yes.
All right, Trevor, listen, great to chat. We'll talk again next week.
Good on you, mate. Talk to you then.